Good evening, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on this Friday, the 13th of March, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Check out American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net and the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. Well, folks, missed the show last evening. Wasn't feeling too well. I have a bit of a cold. Still not completely back to where I should be, but I am here live with you this evening. Was going to try to get Mark Glenn to sit in last night, but he got caught in the traffic. Well, Mark needs some time to rest with, well, I was going to say another one on the way. They just got another one. They've got nine of them floating around out there now, folks. Well, we are here tonight. That is you and me. We are here together tonight, and I have a few things I want to go through with you, and then we'll take some calls later. You know the number here. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, this evening I picked up a book off my shelves of many books, the book about my favorite writer, H.L. Mencken, who died in Baltimore in 1956. And if you've never read any of Mencken's writings, I strongly suggest that you do. But here I found a very interesting quote taken from Mencken's diary. This was written in, I guess, sometime during the latter years of World War II. He said, "The American people are now wholly at the mercy of demagogues, and it would take a revolution to liberate and disillusion them. I see no sign of any such revolution, either in the immediate future or within the next generation. When the soldiers come home, it will become infamous to doubt and dangerous to life and limb." I thought that quote was particularly profound and prophetic. It will become infamous to doubt. Well, we do know that it has become infamous to doubt. People who doubt the truth about what really happened, and who people who doubt the official story about what really happened on September 11th, 2001, become infamous. People who doubt the official truths about Waco and Ruby Ridge and the Kennedy assassination and the USS Liberty and World War I and World War II and that detail of World War II we refer to as the Holocaust. If you doubt any of the official stories about these great events, these momentous events and incidents in our history, you do become infamous. You are viciously attacked. If you doubt that Israel's interests are the United States and vice versa, you become infamous. It has become infamous to doubt in our current generation, ladies and gentlemen. And like Mencken said, I see no sign of any such revolution, either in the immediate future or within the next generation, a revolution that would liberate and disillusion people who are at the mercy of demagogues, because we are at the mercy of demagogues, ladies and gentlemen. We are at the mercy of demagogues, thieves, organized groups of thieves who can get away with billions. I've seen these stories about all these Jewish folks up in New York crying and moaning and screeching about Bernie Madoff, who made off with all those billions. They want to know where the billions went. Well, I'd like to know where the billions went too, ladies and gentlemen. But I'd like to know why he was able to get away with it for so long. The story goes on and on, folks. Going to the break.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right. Yesterday, I was just absolutely astounded to see the headline in the Washington Post. Treasury seeks billions more to aid ailing nations. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner unveiled a sweeping plan that calls on the United States and other nations to offer billions more to bail out economies in crisis. Haven't they figured out that the U.S. economy is in crisis? That the taxpayers need every goddamn dollar they have? Pardon my language. The American taxpayers are being asked to open up their wallets, which are empty in the first place, and their pocketbooks, which are empty in the first place, and are getting... they're getting raped here a month from now on April 15th. The U.S. taxpayers in this ailing economy are expected to give billions more, not directly to the people of foreign countries who may well need it, but through the International Monetary Fund and this World Bank racket that these international Jewish-controlled banking houses have been using for years to loot the economies of the Third World. And then when leaders of the Third World do stand up toward these international predators, like Malaysia's longtime Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, they are loudly condemned in the international press for daring to defend their national sovereignty and their national integrity. Same thing happened to Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines. Now, I hear a lot of you out there saying, oh, he's the one that stole all that money from the United States and his wife had all those shoes. No, folks, those are more media lies. That's the same kind of media lies you hear about some other famous people in this century who are widely condemned by the mass media. If the mass media says you're a bad guy, generally you're not. It's almost a rule of thumb. Every once in a while there is a bad guy that pops up. I'm, I'm not convinced this guy, Bernie Madoff, is a good guy, but as I said, he should be given a Congressional Medal of Honor if indeed he did take away the ill-gotten gains of this Elie Wiesel, this bigot Elie Wiesel, who once said that people should hate the German people. Yeah, can you imagine that? You know, and then, of course, I'm anxious to see what the Obama administration is going to do about foreign aid to Israel. I'm sure they're going to cook up some excuse as to why the American taxpayers are going to have to open up their wallets once again for Israel, as we do every year, in order to prop up our dear little ally in the Middle East, that wonderful little country. A wonderful little country that has caused so many problems for the United States. Huh. Isn't it interesting? Well, as you well know, by this time, former Ambassador Charles Freeman, who was picked by President Obama to chair the National Intelligence Council, is out of the running. He withdrew his name from consideration after the Jews. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Jews, after the Jews kicked up a fuss about him. Now, it's not just Michael Collins Piper, that evil, anti-Semitic, pro-Nazi, Holocaust denier saying that. Yesterday's New York Times had a very interesting headline on the front page. Israel's stance was undoing of nominee. In other words, the New York Times admitted that, yes, it was because the Jewish lobby here in the United States did not like Charles Freeman that Mr. Freeman, Ambassador Freeman, was forced out of the running for his post. That was the front page of the New York Times. The Washington Post yesterday, front page story, not a lead headline, but a front page story nonetheless, said intelligence pick blames quote-unquote Israel lobby for withdrawal. And of course they quoted Ambassador Freeman as talking about the power of the Israeli lobby. Well, the Washington Post carried that front page story, but inside, in an editorial, they lashed out at Mr. Freeman, saying that the Obama administration's latest failed nominee is peddling a conspiracy theory. And this is what's interesting. The Post concludes its editorial saying, the real question is why an administration that says it aims to depoliticize U.S. intelligence estimates would have chosen such a man to oversee them. The Post says that what's striking about the charges by Mr. Freeman and like-minded conspiracy theorists is their blatant disregard for established facts. What's interesting, you know, the Washington Post is the liberal voice in the nation's capital. The Washington Times is the conservative voice in the nation's capital. And they likewise yesterday featured an opinion column by Wesley Pruden, editor emeritus of the Washington Times. And he concludes his column. It seems like the same person wrote these columns. What does he say? Just a moment. I lost the quote. Well, basically what he said, folks, and I lost the exact quote was, oh, here it is. He says, the most disturbing question is why the White House agreed to this appointment in the first place. Not all of Israel's enemies live in the Middle East. Some of them live just down the street. Let me repeat that again. He says, the most disturbing question is why the White House agreed to this appointment in the first place. And then again, back to the Washington Post, they say the real question is why an administration that says it aims to depoliticize U.S. intelligence estimates would have chosen such a man to oversee them. The two big newspapers in Washington are both obviously taking umbrage about the fact that the Obama administration even considered Charles Freeman in the first place. Well, I don't know why they did, but I thought it was a pretty good idea. Well, that was very interesting. Another point, Mark Stein, S-T-E-Y-N, He's a kosher conservative commentator writing at nationalreview.com. It's very interesting. He says, as far as I can tell, the only papers in America to so much as mention the Freeman story were the Wall Street Journal, Investors Business Daily, the Washington Times, the New York Post, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Augusta Chronicle, and the Press Enterprise. Now, this is very, very interesting. He is suggesting that, and these are all conservative-type newspapers that mention the Freeman affair. What he's suggesting is that only the good conservatives stood up in opposition to Freeman, whereas he suggests that other big newspapers and other newspapers around the country ignored it. Well, I think he makes a good point to a certain extent, the fact that really only the so-called intelligentsia were hearing about the story. Now, I think it's a very significant story because here's a major foreign policy appointee, although in a rather obscure position, but needless to say, a very important post, having his nomination by this very popular president, if we're supposed to believe the media, that Barack Obama is the best thing since sliced bread. Here's the nominee of a popular president being shot down by a powerful lobby, the Israeli lobby. And of course, President Obama promised to break the back of the lobbies, but here is a lobby prevailing, ruining this nominee. Maybe the reason why the press doesn't want to talk about it is because, as you know, there is supposed to be no such thing as the Israeli lobby. I mean, there have been people in the Israeli lobby, people in the Jewish lobby, who have said, oh, there's no such thing. Oh, these hypocrites. These hypocrites. What can I tell you? Yeah, I could go on about that, but I won't, ladies and gentlemen. Needless to say, there is an Israeli lobby. There is a Jewish lobby. It's a very powerful lobby. It's the lobby that decides predominantly what our foreign policy is going to be, and not just in the Middle East, but at all points around the world. Another little interesting story, which I've talked about on this program before, there's this Islamic school out in suburban Washington, out in, I believe, in the Virginia suburbs. Well, people were protesting outside the school, saying it's anti-Semitic and that anti-Christian and terrorists are trained here because of certain things that appeared in their textbooks that some people didn't like. Now, you know, this is the funny thing about this, ladies and gentlemen. I'd always thought this country was a country where we were supposed to have freedom of religion, freedom of speech. And here is a private school, a private religious school, teaching what it chose to teach to its students. But there was a major brouhaha about it, and now this Islamic school is going to revise its textbooks. But I'm here to ask you if these Jewish yeshivas are going to revise their teachings. Are they going to revise their teachings that Jesus Christ is a bastard son of a whore named Miriam and of a Roman soldier? Are they going to revise their teachings that they teach young Jewish students? Maybe Jewish students like Baruch Goldstein, who went up and shot up that mosque in occupied Palestine several years ago. These kind of brutal, hateful teachings towards Christians and Muslims and all non-Jews. Are the yeshivas going to stop these teachings? I doubt it very much. They're going to continue to teach these policies of hatred and racism and spawning terrorism. Maybe we need to investigate the yeshivas in this country, ladies and gentlemen. We need to look at the dirty textbooks they're using to teach hatred. All right, we're going to the break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
How many of you think outside the box? Most consumers don't think outside the box. It is what it is. Life Change Tea goes against the flow. Against the flow of soda, against the flow of caffeine, against the flow of sugar, against the flow of unhealthy. Life Change Tea comes out of the box to get you healthy. And if you don't take the tea out of the box, it can't help you. So what are you waiting for? Get out of the box. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the out-of-the-box approach.
Welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. I got an email the day before yesterday. Forgive me, I'm not sure if it was the day before yesterday. But this is in regard to the imprisoned young gentleman from Finland, Henrik Halappa. I mentioned I had the pleasure of meeting Henrik, God, this is months ago when he first came to the United States. He visited the Office of American Free Press. Now, he was picked up by immigration. Now, initially I received an email indicating that he was held at the Immigration Center in York, Pennsylvania. Since then, I received another email indicating that he is being held at the Immigration Center in Batavia, New York. Now, I have not had time to check on this any further, but I must say just for the record that the person who sent me the email saying that Henrik is being held in Batavia, New York, in fact, contacted by telephone, apparently, contacted the immigration center there, and they did say that he was being held there. My other emailer pointed out that it's very, very important to let everybody know that people are watching this case closely. This is a young man without any family in this country, and he does have many, many solid friends and supporters. But I think we need to focus as much attention as possible on this and let these people know that they're not going to be able to use and abuse Henrik while he is being held in custody pending his hearing, which has been scheduled, which was long ago scheduled for July. He's requesting asylum in this country because he faces what are essentially racial incitement charges in his home country. Hendrik's crime was having criticized the fact that groups of immigrants from Sudan had been engaged in a wave of gang rapes of Finnish women, and by daring to point this out, he was considered a hate criminal. He was considered, they raided his home. I mean, all sorts of things. You know, I'm going to have somebody on the show to discuss some of this in detail. I've seen bits and pieces of it in different places on the internet, and it is quite a story. But needless to say, you know, poor Hendrik thought he could come to the United States and take advantage of our First Amendment freedoms here. But then again, we've seen what other immigrants to the United States have faced, people such as Ernst Zundel and Germar Rudolph, charged in foreign countries with crimes, thought crimes, ladies and gentlemen. Not about to go away anytime soon. We are going to the half-hour break here, and we have some callers lined up, and we're going to go to those callers after the break. But, you know, flipping through this biography of Mencken, I came across another interesting quote from Mencken. He righted a column for the Baltimore Sun entitled Help for the Jews. And he was pointing out, Mr. Mencken was pointing out, that there was a mass uprising against the Jewish people all throughout Europe. But he did say it would be obviously impossible, even if it were prudent, for the United States to take them all in. However, he added, but there is still plenty of room for them, and in a land where there is no prejudice against them, and their opportunities are immensely better than in Tanganyika or Guyana or even Palestine. That land is Russia. Now, of course, as you history buffs know, there was indeed the first ever Jewish state established in Birobidzhan in the far eastern reaches of the Soviet Empire back in the 1920s. That land of Birobidzhan still exists today, and I echo H.L. Mencken, at least indirectly here, in saying that, yes, there is a Jewish state. It's been in existence for, I guess, 20 years or more, longer than the state of Israel. And I think that it would be worth U.S. foreign aid money to airlift the Jews out of Palestine, where we hear repeatedly that they are not safe, and airlift them all to Birobidzhan. And those folks around the world who have their sympathies with Israel, if they would like to join the Jewish people in Birobidzhan, I think that would be well worth the investment of U.S. tax dollars to do that. I don't know what the airfare is, but I think we could arrange it, considering the billions of dollars that we give to the state of Israel in Palestine at this time. And then when you consider all the money that's been extorted out of the German people over the years on behalf of the cause of the state of Israel, seems to me it would be a drop in the bucket. And I understand Birobidzhan is a wonderful place where Jewish culture is welcome and celebrated. They could read the Talmud all day long there, ladies and gentlemen, and there would be no Gentiles around for them to worry about harming them. And they wouldn't have to, they wouldn't see any Christian pastors walking down the street that they would have to spit on, as is a common phenomenon in occupied Palestine, which has even been written about in distinguished American Jewish newspapers like The Forward. So let us all join together in a chorus and say, off to Birobidzhan, off to Birobidzhan. I think that's just, I think it's equitable, and it's doable. We're looking for a positive answer to the Middle East problem, ladies and gentlemen, and the problem is put the Jews in a Jewish homeland. And there has been one there in the far eastern reaches of the Soviet Union for many, many years. There was no need for the State of Israel in the first place. All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. To bring you an update here, I can tell you you might want to check NordWave.net. I mentioned this great website to you a couple nights ago, and at NordWave.net, they have a section called eNationalist.com. where there is a blog by and about Henry Kalopa, and you can get some more information. In fact, there's a radio interview with my friend John DeNugent discussing the arrest of Henry Kalopa, and Henrik's name is spelled H-E-N-R-I-K-H-O-L-A-P-P-A. I'm mispronouncing it. It's Jalapa, Jalapa, H-O-L-A-P-P-A. All right, we are going to the phones here. We have Rick in Ohio. I assume it is the Rick I know, and if it is, Rick is the one who called in and mentioned the case of Henrik the other evening. I'm going to bring Rick up here. Maybe he has an update on that. Rick, are you there?
I can give you the phone numbers to call to keep the pressure up. Let them know that people are watching in large numbers for the Finnish embassy in the United States. There's three. There's one in Washington, one in New York, and one in Los Angeles, and I can give you the phone numbers.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Rick, just give people a moment to get a pen and paper handy.
I'll give you that. I will give you a website set up to support Hendrick.
Oh, good. Great. Now, listen, let me ask you a question. Are you clear as to where he is? Do you know if he is in Batavia?
Yes, he is in the Buffalo. He's in a Buffalo Federal Detention Facility in Batavia, New York.
Okay, then that is exactly where he is then. I hadn't had time to check on that. That's why I was glad you called because...
I have his address there if you think we should put that up.
Yeah, oh, I think so. Yeah, so I'll tell you what, Rick, why don't you go ahead now, give out the numbers for the Finnish embassy.
Okay, and remind everybody to be polite, of course. But
yeah.
But just, it's okay to tie up their phones all the rest of the week. That's fine. Finnish embassy in Washington, D.C. is telephone number 1-202-298-5800. The phone number for the Finnish embassy consulate in Los Angeles is 1-310-203-9903. Their office hours are from 8:30 till 1400. That's what, 2 o'clock. The office hours in Washington is 8:30 till 16:15. That's
that would be 4:15.
That would be 4:15. Yeah. Okay. Then we have Los Angeles. That's the one I gave already. 1-310-203-9903. Wait a minute. One's missing. Where's New York? Here it is. New York. 1-212-750-4400. That's in New York, Consulate General of Finland, United Nations Plaza. Okay. Now, I'll give you a website address. It's http://support-hh.
Read that again, please.
http://support-, hh for Henry Kalapa, .cogia, cogia.net, N-E-T. Okay, now we'll give out the address where people can write directly to Henry Kalapa. His name is spelled Essa Henrik Kalapa. That's E-S-A. That's the another name is Henrik. H-E-N-R-I-K Kalapa. H-O-L-A-P-P-A. His number is A for Alpha, 087-361-909. Write down Buffalo Federal Detention Facility. Buffalo Federal Detention Facility. And the address of that is 4250 Federal Drive. And then a RN, like registered nurse, but RN-108 Batavia, B-A-T-A-V-I-A, New York, 14020.
Now, Rick, there was a secondary number after his name that is required on that kind of correspondence, like when people are in prison or in a detention
facility.
Yeah, that's
A087-361-909.
Yeah, go through that once more, but very slowly.
Okay, that's Essa Henrik Kalapa, A087-361-909.
Yeah, I hope people will drop him a note and just let them
send him a postcard and say, "We're wishing you the best, wishing you well. We're keeping up on the story," something like that. Just keep it short, brief, and upbeat, let people know that he's got friends out there.
That's right, exactly. That's the thing. You know, I'm not sure how old Henrik is, but he's very, very
he's
nice.
About 23.
Very, very well-spoken young man, you know. I mean, no harm to anyone, you know, his other than the fact that he dares to think freely. He dares to doubt, as H.L. Mencken said, you know, and people may say, oh, well, he's a foreigner, you know, but no, I'm sorry to tell you, someday, well, right now, we're foreigners. We are foreigners in our own land, and we need to support people like this who are thought criminals in their own country, because someday we're going to be thought criminals in our country, and they're already pushing towards
it
now.
He's being held in a federal prison right now for doing in this country what is legally protected by the First Amendment in this country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's illegal in Finland. And all he did in Finland that was illegal was identify the gang rapist who attacked and mutilated and butchered a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, now see,
he identified them as to their country of origin. That he mentioned that they were from Sudan.
Yeah, now see, right there, that's a crime. People, I don't think a lot of Americans get that. That you know, he could have walked up and down the street, days upon days, hours upon hours, crying and moaning and complaining that we have gang rapes happening in our country. But he crossed the line by daring to say that these were immigrants from Sudan who were carrying out these gang rapes, and that made it illegal.
And the thing is, all these people, they raped this girl, and they mutilated her. They used scissors. They performed that female genital circumcision they do on the females where they destroy their sexual... I won't go into all the details.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, they did that to her. They all were convicted. They got 3 years for doing that. Henrik is facing 4.5 years for mentioning that this is an outrage.
Talking about it. Yeah, this is, and as I say, people say, you know, well, you know, that's in a foreign country, but what they have to remember is
the same laws they got going there is what
they're trying to get those same.
Here.
Yes, that's right. They're trying to get them in place here, and we all got to stick together. What is that? We'll all hang together is what it comes down to.
We all hang together, or we'll all hang separately.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What's
going on
here. They're picking people off one at a time. First, Guillermo Rudolph, then Ernst Zundel. Now, you know, it's a new one every month, but it's one by one. They're just picking people off like this.
All right, Rick, well, listen, I appreciate you bringing that information and keep on top of that for me.
Thanks for discussing it, Michael.
All right, thanks, Rick. All right, let's go to Chicago with Steve.
Yes, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
Okay, I was very offended by that gentleman last night who kept talking about the Patriot movement. He's nothing but a patsy for the MI6 Patriot movement. He kept talking about Mother Jones and Dimwit Watt, and that these people weren't leading us astray, you know, like lemmings off the cliffs of Dover.
Yeah, that was a replay. That was a gentleman that called from. I remember the call. I listened to the replay of that this morning. Yeah, he was very exercised about the fact that I don't think the Bohemian Grove runs the country.
Well, the thing is, you know, Jones gets up there, and he's very good at giving up the rights of the Eastern Europeans, including Barbara Ann's or whatever her name was. But, you know, he doesn't carry his own skin to market. In other words, he wants a free state of Ireland. He doesn't want to be in the English sphere of influence. But getting back to this Finland thing, he says Russia never invaded Poland or Finland. And he talks about the Nazi death cult, but he never talks about it. And I confronted a Jew, Dmitry Orlov. I says, what about Leningrad and the cannibalism when they were surrounded? Oh, it never happened. You know, and then Jones had this Mayor Crotch on there, a former mayor of New York. And he's talking about there never was religious persecution in England. Well, what about the Conformity Act? I brought that up.
Wait, who said this?
Mayor Ed Crotch. When he was on Alex Jones.
He was on the Alex Jones program.
Yes, sir.
Talking about what?
Well, he was talking about Israel, and then he was talking about the reason why they have to have hate crime laws in Deutschland is because the English never persecute religious different religions. But as I brought up before, yes, they do. And, of course, Jonesy is always going to, you know, he's like a control officer is Alan Watt. And, by the way, I hope you condescend. If these guys don't want to let you on the program, you're going to condescend to let these guys on your program. let Alan hang over. Let Alan Watt hang over for an hour. He can do that. And have Jonesy call you. You'll put him on there, won't you?
I probably would be fool enough to.
Oh, well, okay. Listen, I'll call up Jones and mention it. But the point being, the Trot says the reason why we have to have these hate crime laws in Deutschland is because, you know, the persecution, you know, for religious beliefs. But they always, Jonesy goes, oh, it's the Magna Carta. But he never tells you the very same people that drew up the Magna Carta drew up the Conformity Act. And, you know, he never tells you that the German Constitution has Persönlichkeitsfreiheit, freedom of personality. You don't have freedom of personality. You have conformity. That's mm-hmm. what they want everybody to think and act the same way.
Yeah, what a shame. What a shame that magnificent country has become such a stomping ground to be stomped on.
And one last thing, and I'll let you go.
Yeah,
you
go ahead,
about
Steve.
Rabbi Fingernail. You could tell Rabbi Fingernail that he couldn't make dirt under our fingernails. I'll let you go.
All right, Steve. Always like to hear from Steve, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Cody in Washington. Cody, are you there?
Hello?
Cody.
Yeah, hi. How you doing tonight?
What's going on?
Oh, well, I just wanted to ask you, what do you think is going to be the means by which our race has salvation? Because you know, looking around, you see a lot of dysgenic breeding. You see a lot of people on welfare pumping out babies every 9 months. And it's a pretty sad state of affairs. Do you subscribe to the ideology that worse is better, that maybe if we go through a depression, maybe that will cure a lot of things?
You know, that's a you know, this is something that I've talked about a million times with a million people. You know, I'm the last thing I want to see happen to the United States or to, well, any civilized country is for things to go to hell in a handbasket. You know, I mean, because, look, I have to live here, too. You know, I mean, I live in Washington, D.C., for God's sake. So the last thing I want to see is rioting. The last thing I want to see is just total chaos and breakdown. But, you know, unfortunately, maybe that's what it's going to take for people to start realizing that we've been misruled for so long.
Can I tell you what I think?
Go ahead.
I think the closer we get back to reactivating natural evolution and survival of the fittest is the only way out, you know, to where nature throws the basketball up again and we go for it. I mean, like, no holds barred. It's going to mean, you know, number one, world population has to be broken some way. Now, that's not going to be broken by people volunteering to limit the birth rate. You know, I mean, you know, because in the third, they give them condoms and they blow them up like balloons and play with them. So anyhow, no matter what, whether we do it or Mother Nature does it, it's going to get done. No matter who wins or loses, or we all lose, because with 6 or 7 billion people in the world, we're going to outrun our resources.
Well, you know, Steve, this is really what it all comes down to, you know, that even the resources that we do have, as I pointed out at the beginning of the program, I mean, my God, the actual financial resources that we have as American taxpayers are being taken away from us through multiple taxes on multiple levels and being put towards programs overseas, for God's sake, that in the end really don't even benefit the people in those countries. They enrich the international banking houses. So, you know, so it's so in a sense the whole damn world is being raped, and those of us, those many billions of us who are being raped, we're being left to fend for ourselves and pick up the scraps that the international banking elite leave behind for us. So, yeah, I mean, it's That's what's going to happen eventually. We will become a planet of the apes.
Yeah, well, I tend to subscribe to Tom Metzger's school of thought. I really do think worse is better. I mean, I don't consider myself left wing or right wing. I don't consider you left wing or right wing, but I just think that conventional tactics haven't really gotten us that far, you know, until the internet came around. And all that's left now is to let the system do what we expect them to do, which is, you know, to fail the people, take mom and pop's retirement, flush it down the toilet, raise taxes, so on and so forth. And you know, people will get used to anything. You know, the proverbial boiling the frog in a pot, you know, you try
to... Oh, exactly. Hey, Cody, hold your thought. We're going to the break here. We'll bring you up when we come back. All right, folks, we are going to the break. Please listen carefully to our sponsors. These are the people that help make these programs like this possible here at RBN.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, folks, welcome back. Just to remind you that RBN has these business cards available, $8 per 100, including shipping and handling. Great way to promote RBN to friends and family. Write RBN at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or give RBN a call at 800-724-2719. You can get all that data right here on the website at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, we have Cody aboard here. We're talking about the fate of the world, I guess, is really what we're talking about here, Cody. You were about to make a point.
Well, what I was saying is that, you know, the onus is on the system to do what people like you and a lot of other people have been telling the masses for years, which is that they're going to fail us. You know, I think, in my humble opinion, the worst thing for us would be for the economy to level out into something that would sustain Western culture for another 50 or 100 years, because you all know what our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids would look like 100 years from now if that happened. So, yeah, I want the whole thing to go to hell. I want them to start putting more hate crime laws in place. I want them to start banning guns. And I want them to go into people's homes, like, you know, with Gestapo or NKVD tactics, because under any other circumstances, the job's not really going to get done. You know, it just, it really.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. See, this is the thing. It's this is what I've always said, that unfortunately, more people in more places are going to have to really start hurting before people will start rising up and say enough is enough.
Nothing left to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and you know, you're right about this. This whole idea of left and right, that went out the window a long, long time ago. And I never liked the terms right and left after I started to really understand what the real political system is all about. Because when push comes to shove, it's the right and the left, the so-called conservatives and the so-called liberals at the top really all come together and squeeze the rest of us in between. So yeah, so those designations of right and left don't mean nothing, is what it comes right down to.
Can I ask you something? Were you around in the 60s saying the same things you are now? Back when America. Were you spouting this stuff out back in the 60s?
Well, in the 60s, I was born in 1960, but I
okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, I did initially support George Wallace for president in 1968, but I eventually fell into the Republican camp and supported Richard Nixon. But by, you know, by the time I was about 10, 12, 14 years old, My political opinions started to crystallize. So in a sense, I was, but not to the degree that I am now. Let's put it that way.
Because my impression of the Patriot back in the 60s was somebody who was, you know, was diehard. He stuck to his guns, and he was telling the American people the communists are going to take over, and they're going to take our guns. And nobody listened, because it didn't happen, because the Fabian socialist prevailed. And we fast forward all the way up to right about now. And, you know, it's not that it came a day late and a dollar short, but they really are now, you know, according to news sources, they have designs on taking our guns away. They've instituted socialist policies. And it's there for everybody to see. I mean, they're right out there in your face. You saw what happened when this kid went into this, you know, this place in Alabama and shot up a bunch of people. Well, now they put the National Guard out on the street.
Well, there you go. What can I tell you? Talk about a police state. We got it right here in a state called Alabama. All right.
Well, okay.
Thanks. Well, we're running out of time here, Cody, but I appreciate your call. All right. And apologies to those we couldn't get up here on the show this evening, callers. Always appreciate those who do take the time to call. All right, well, now, folks, it is time for Rick Adams. Please stay tuned right here at republicbroadcasting.org.
With recent internet.